This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day on the eve of our great national celebration of the 4th of July, which actually is going to be on the 3rd of July tomorrow. But then, of course, the real 4th on a Saturday, the president heading out to South Dakota to Mount Rushmore, and he's in a good mood because of great economic numbers today, numbers that he trumpeted at the White House just a little while ago. We will hear what the president had to say. We'll also hear what John Bolton has to say. He has a book that has actually staggered people by performing as well as it has. It's a gigantic bestseller. And that sold in its first week 780,000 copies. So what does that mean? And what about the story that John Bolton tells in his book that he was almost named by Trump as his first Secretary of State instead of Rex Tillerson? If that had happened, how would history have been different? Or would it? We will talk about that with John Bolton, also his response to the current burning controversy about charges of Russia offering bounties for killing American soldiers in Afghanistan. We will speak about that. We'll also be talking a little bit about today being the day, just maybe, that the leftist movement for so-called social justice that has preoccupied the country for a month now, that movement may have gone a bit too far on a number of areas. There is a prominent African-American media star who says that all of the founders were despicable, including Alexander Hamilton. And this on the day that Disney is just unleashing its sure to be enormously popular filmed version of the Hamilton Broadway production. We will review that for you because I've seen it. I've seen part of it twice already, and it's a very, very big cultural event, and I think one that is entirely appropriate for the 4th of July. We will get to Hamilton, where it honors history, where it adds or subtracts or bends history, and also cases of people simply carrying things too far. And, of course, there is no place where people carry things further than Seattle. And right now the world is reacting to the end of CHOP yesterday. And I'll tell you, there, what's amazing to me is some of the mourning for CHOP. And there's a piece that has been getting a lot of attention that appeared in The Stranger, which is the local alternative newspaper, though I don't think it's published as a newspaper anymore. Look, no, The Stranger is not a profoundly, influential voice here in the Great Northwest. But there is this piece by someone named Charles Mudede, who writes in a sort of a stream of consciousness style about walking in CHOP. CHOP is the Capitol Hill organized protest. It's what used to be called CHAZ. And he says, at around 4 p.m. on June 28th, here I am walking down the stretch of 13th Avenue between Pike and Pine. My destination is around the corner. My thoughts are completely disconnected from my surroundings. I'm thinking about Hannah Arendt. Okay, why Hannah Arendt? She was the philosopher who coined the phrase the banality of evil. And I think, I'm not even sure, he's suggesting that he's thinking of Hannah Arendt because Seattle Social Democrats, the Democratic Socialists of America, they held a demonstration that climaxed outside of the home of the mayor of Seattle and trashed her gate. Her gate was defaced, as he puts it. But he thinks that's a good thing. He says that walking around CHOP, that CHOP made Seattle look like a real city. And here's what Charles Mudede wrote. He wrote, what transports me to the capital of Germany is it's instead all of the graffiti on the walls next to me. There is almost nothing like it in most of Seattle. Unfortunately, that's not true. There's altogether too much graffiti in Seattle. He says, but many of the streets in Berlin are covered almost completely with graffiti. That's true. Before it was cleaned up and gentrified, New York City was once like this. Same goes for London. Berlin, however, never cleaned up, never became respectable. It kept alive what makes a city feel like a city, the democracy of its surfaces. If you look at some of the photographs of CHOP, if you just drive through Seattle on freeways and you see what they've done to the International District, is it graffiti that makes a city look like a city? And this is so outrageous. If somebody actually agrees with Mudede that it's a beautiful thing that we have all of this graffiti up here in the city of Seattle, and should this legacy of CHOP be preserved? I don't think it will be. And what's astonishing to me is that Mayor Durkan seems to be looking back almost nostalgically at the end of CHOP. And this is outrageous. I mean, completely outrageous. She said on Twitter, for weeks we have had incredibly peaceful demonstrations on Capitol Hill. Well, actually, there's another piece by Christopher Rufo of Discovery Institute. He wrote in the Manhattan Journal, City Journal, from Manhattan Institute, if you compute the violence that occurred in CHOP per population, it's worse than Chicago. It's really bad and vastly worse than the rest of Seattle. So for weeks, she says, we have had incredibly peaceful demonstrations on Capitol Hill. Yeah, the two young people who were killed, yeah, they're very peaceful. They're dead. Thousands of individuals came together to call for change, and their message has been heard loud and clear. Black lives matter. Except for the black lives of the shooting victims. All of the shooting victims, including the four who were seriously wounded, all black. We must continue to live up to this moment in our nation's history. So says the mayor, Mayor Jenny Durkan. And she goes on and on. She tweets, we must remember that it was the unjust murder of George Floyd that ignited this global movement, including here in Seattle, calling for change to policing and a concerted effort to undo centuries of systemic racism. After meeting with community leaders, demonstrators, businesses, and residents for the past 3 weeks, my administration and I are focused on four areas to address systemic inequities in Seattle. We know true public safety comes from healthy and resilient communities. And again, what all of this is trying to do is saying that, okay, even though the police came up, and apparently there were about 100 very well-equipped police officers who took care of the mess up there, but they haven't cleaned it up. That's not their job. I imagine that some of the private businesses will probably take the lead in actually cleaning up the remains of CHOP, but it's just awful. You should take a look at it. And speaking of just awful, the desire to try to erase America's past continues, which is one of the reasons that I actually believe that the release of Hamilton, a Hamilton that you can take home, is such an important moment, really, in our country. We will get to that and more, and the actor, sportscaster, influential columnist who says Hamilton, like the rest of the founders, is only despicable. 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I was walking over the highway. I saw above me and in the skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. Yeah, this land was made for me. I roamed and rambled and followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of.
Michael Medved Show. Happy 4th of July to everybody on this 2nd of July. It's kind of appropriate to celebrate on this day because when they actually approved the Declaration of Independence, before they finally signed the final draft, the day that John Adams thought, when he was writing to his wife Abigail, would actually be celebrated forevermore, he said, as the great festival of freedom was the 2nd of July. Well, that's today. So, John Adams, we can celebrate for you. Celebrate maybe the fact that he was left out of the musical Hamilton. Not just the movie version, but the musical itself. He's referred to, but he doesn't appear as a character. Why is that maybe good news? John Adams and Alexander Hamilton actually hated one another. We can get into that. If you want some background on that and much more, sign up today. It's a great day. As a MedHead, where you get 50% off everything in our history store, it costs you 11 cents a day. Yep, you can still get the, even though we're in summer now officially, you can still take advantage of the spring sale. Use the promo code SPRING40, save $20. Go to michaelmedved.com. Okay, right now, there is a great deal of craziness going on from the left, and I do think it's gone too far, and they're going to be getting increasing pushback, and not from the right. Of course they're going to get pushback from the right, but from the center, from Americans who aren't even particularly political. Do you think they like this? There's an attempt at their own very own CHAZ, their very own CHOP, their very own Capitol Hill occupied protest in the encampment around City Hall in New York. And there are a lot of cops there trying to protect City Hall. And New York, like Seattle, has a tremendously left-wing mayor who is really seems to be on the side of the protesters with everything. But you'll listen to some of the elitist notions that animate one of the protesters hollering at the police that they don't belong there. Why not? Because they don't have college degrees. And then you'll hear the voice of another individual who may or may not be a man. It's unclear. The person is topless. And he's wearing a green miniskirt, and he has a man bun. But he shouts out at one of the black officers facing him. It sounded like this.
I can't believe y'all didn't pay this bitch there like shit.
Okay, you're like a black Judas? Really? And by the way, a lot of cops are, in fact, college educated in New York and around the country. And the idea that some of these demonstrators who are piled in sleeping bags, and often, let's face it, drugged out of their minds, that they are attacking the police officers who are doing a job trying to keep City Hall safe. I mean, isn't this a little bit too much? And speaking of college educated, there's a story out of New York about a Harvard graduate. She just graduated from Harvard in May. Her name is Clara Janover. And she posted a video on TikTok that got her into trouble. She had just gotten a job graduating from Harvard, and her job was at Deloitte, which is one of the leading accounting firms in the world. It seemed like a pretty good job. But then she posted a video that sounded, well, this is a clip 12, Jeremy, that sounded like this. Listen.
Next person who has the sheer nerve, the sheer entitled audacity to say all lives matter, I'm going to stab you. I'm gonna stab you. And while you're struggling and bleeding out, I'm gonna show you my paper cut and say, my cut matters too.
Okay, that's a recent Harvard graduate threatening on TikTok, if somebody says all lives matter, I'ma stab you. Okay, guess what happened? This was viewed, I believe, 6 million times. It's a lot of views. No one knows the exact number right now, but it's been viewed a lot, including by her prospective employer, where she was supposed to be starting her job. She's fired. And you'll notice in her most recent posting, the lovely Clara Janover, I'm a stab you, Janover, she goes ahead and blames Trump. Listen, now this is clip 13.
I know this is what Trump supporters wanted, because standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people. The job that I had worked really hard to get. It meant a lot to me. Just called me and fired me because of everything. I don't know if everyone's seen, but it's been circulating a lot. My Black Lives Matter TikToks were picked up by conservatives and spread and shared, and people were demanding that I be fired, which I just got. My job that I worked really hard for.
Okay, this is actually a public service announcement. If you do hold a job, if you are doing okay in life, don't post something on video anywhere. Not on TikTok, not on Twitter, not anywhere, threatening to stab people if they say all lives matter. And by the way, I have no idea what the racial background of Clara Janover is. She looks Asian, frankly, or maybe mixed race. But how stupid is it to believe that you can actually threaten to stab people repeatedly? And that particular video, when you watch it, it zooms in very close onto her face. And she's not threatening to stab people who harm black people. She's threatening to stab people who say all lives matter. But you know what? All lives, all black people, all Americans benefit from terrific job numbers. What does it mean? Why? We'll talk about that with Steve Moore, the president's economic advisor, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The director of the National Institutes of Health is confident about the prospects of a coronavirus vaccine.
We are all optimistic that the goal that we have set to have a vaccine that works and is safe by the end of 2020 will be met by one of the vaccines. I've just mentioned one, but of course there are several all being conducted side by side.
Speaking at a Senate hearing, Dr. Francis Collins says vaccine development has already moved at a rapid pace. Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain was admitted to the hospital on Wednesday and is being treated for COVID-19. Cain's staff saying he is not on a ventilator and doing well. The directors of intelligence agencies are briefing a gang of 8 congressional leaders and chairs of the intelligence communities regarding reports that Russia paid bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Medved Show, an honor to welcome back to the show my friend, economist, columnist, best-selling author, Steve Moore. Stephen is the author of Trumponomics, most recently. He is also an informal but ongoing economic advisor to the president. And his most recent column, which has generated a great deal of controversy, of course, is Liberalism Dangerous to Your Wallet and Your Health. Steve, first of all, were you surprised, like everybody else seems to have been, by how strong these economic numbers were this morning in the June jobs report?
Yes, I have to confess, I'm supposed to be an expert watcher at these things, and the last two jobs reports have blown me away. We've created...
Steve, I think... Go ahead.
Well, sorry. What I was saying is that, you know, with this jobs report was a total blockbuster. I was surprised by it. Every industry had job gains: construction, manufacturing, hospitality, retail. So it was widespread. And this is now 7.5 million jobs in 2 months. That's a really good performance. Now, look, we're not out of the woods by any means. We lost 30 million jobs, so we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, without any doubt. A number of people are saying over at NBC they herald the job report as good news all around, and it also upgraded the May jobs report by several hundred thousand.
That's right.
But the one caveat they put is that this was taken from a sample of 2 weeks ago before some of the states began to shut down again, or at least to do increased regulations, pulling back from the opening up. Do you think this may be unduly and unrepresentative in terms of its optimism right now?
Well, Well, look, you got to keep an eye on what's happening with the coronavirus. Obviously, that's the number one concern. I happen to be following this data pretty closely. Death rates continue to hit all-time lows, or at least have hit a new low plateau that kind of leveled out. That's the headline that the media keeps not reporting. But if we had to shut down things, that would be very negative. But I got to tell you this, Michael, because nobody in the media is reporting this, that there is zero evidence that locking down businesses had any effect on people's health. And we know that because the states that had the highest death rates in March, April, and May were all states that had the strictest, lockdown. States like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Illinois and Michigan and Pennsylvania, whereas the states very little lockdowns had the least amount of deaths. So somebody out there show me the data that indicates shutting down businesses is going to lead to fewer people dying from coronavirus, because it doesn't exist.
Okay, you have a column that makes this case, that takes a look at the ranked from highest to lowest. The 10 states with the unemployment rates above 14%, they are virtually all in liberal blue states. Why?
Good question. Why? I think it's a couple of things. First of all, it does show that, by the way, when I say lockdowns don't work, I'm not saying that people shouldn't wear masks. I'm not saying we shouldn't do social distancing. I mean, we should do really smart things to reduce our, chances of being infected by the disease. Question about that. What I'm saying is shutting down all the businesses, is not a very good strategy. What is a much better strategy, and I think this is a direct answer to your question, Michael, is the single most important thing you have to do if you get, a rise in corona cases, make sure you're keeping your senior citizens safe. The median age of someone who's died from coronavirus is somewhere between 75 and 80 years old. So this is an old person's disease for the most part. And so the reason you had high death rates in New York and New Jersey and Illinois and Michigan, Pennsylvania, is they shut down everything, but they didn't keep their nursing home safe. And you had truly tens of thousands of deaths that were avoidable if it had not been for the malfeasance of governors like Cuomo in New York and Murphy in New Jersey. And, I'm from Illinois. Pritzker has been almost criminally negligent in that regard.
Okay, so why is it right now, are you one of those folks who believes that we should open up schools widespread across the country in September, no matter what?
Well, I'm very much in favor of opening up schools in a safe way. Very, 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 very few school children even get coronavirus. And you have a higher likelihood, by the way, of your child dying on the bus, going to school than contracting coronavirus and dying from it. It's not a disease that affects school-age children. So we need to get the schools open in the fall, and we need to make sure, because you can't have a functioning economy if you don't have the schools open. I mean, my top couple assistants can't come into work. They have, young children. What are they going to do if the kids can't go to school? So it's really important. By the way, think about this. Children who are 7 or 8 years old, they've already lost almost a half a year of schooling because this long-distance learning just didn't work in most instances. It worked for some kids, but not the low-performing kids. We got to get these schools open in the fall in a safe way. And if parents don't want to send those kids to school, that's the right, I think, as parents. But I saw a survey yesterday that showed about 65% to 70% of parents want to be able to send their kids to school in the fall.
Okay, why do you think the United States has done so badly compared to other nations? We're not the worst in the world by any means, but we have not performed well when it comes to avoiding coronavirus death or coronavirus infection generally. Why should it be? Why should it be more difficult for the United States than say, for some of the countries in Europe?
Well, first, the first reason we have inflated death rates, and the most important one is what I just said, that we did not keep our senior citizens in nursing homes safe. And we let these infections run wild in nursing homes, and that's where you have tens of thousands of deaths. So if we had just kept the nursing home safe, we'd be below the international average, not one of the other countries. Incidentally, there are, I think, 7 European countries that have higher death rates than we do, and 2 that have the same death rates that we do. But the other reason, I mean, quite frankly, we're finding out more and more about this disease. And I have to say, I'm not a health expert, but I've been looking at some of the evidence. And the evidence is very clear that the people who are not young, I mean, not, you know, senior citizens who are dying, are people who are obese or have other, you know, kinds of, diabetes or other, ailments that are very highly related to death from coronavirus. So that's the other thing you have to do is you have to make sure that people who have pre-existing conditions are kept safe. And we haven't done a very good job of that either.
Okay. In terms of the future, people are saying this is the V comeback that Trump desperately wanted, and it could be a V-shape for victory for President Trump. Your guess about whether this kind of job growth continues?
You know, I've been on the skeptical side, as you know, because you and I talk every couple of weeks, and I do think we've done a lot of damage to the economy, and I think that we've seen a lot of business failures, and right now we're still relying on massive amounts of government spending to prop up these businesses. And the question I have is, what happens when we take that government aid away? We can't keep this up forever, and we're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. So I think, you know, the economy is a little bit fragile right now. I do like the direction of things. And I have a piece in the Wall Street Journal tomorrow which argues the one thing we must not do if we want this economy to recover and we want to get millions of jobs back, is we have to get rid of the $600 a week unemployment benefit. Because, Michael, remember we talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
We now have somewhere about 70% of American workers are getting more money for not working than working.
Stephen Moore, we posted his most recent column about liberalism being bad for your health. When we come back, historical misunderstanding, also bad for the nation's health. Coming up.
Michael Medved.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Great song from an incredibly poor movie, actually. One of the things you should not spend your your 4th of July holiday doing, though it is a time for Thanksgiving, don't watch the Neil Diamond version of The Jazz Singer, which is what this song, fine song, was written for. It is a time when most people look at our country and say, by any definition of great, and we'll be talking about this in a few moments, America is without doubt a gigantically, unequivocally, incomparably great country. And yet there is an increasing desire not just to get rid of Confederate monuments. I understand that, and in fact, in most cases, I support it, especially when it's in public places and when the purpose of those monuments was to advocate and to glorify the cause of the Confederacy, the cause of secession, the cause of those who made war on America and made war on our representative government. But it has gone too far. And even at CNN, they kind of acknowledge that now. Jake Tapper had on a guy named LZ Granderson, who is a host of a sports radio program on ESPN in L.A. He's also a columnist for the L.A. Times. He is African-American, dreadlocks wearing, former actor. And Jake Tapper asked him a very good question. When it comes to removing statues and monuments, where should this end? Listen.
The question of where does it end, I will answer that question with the question. Why did it begin? Why did those statues get erected in the first place? Why were these bases all around the country named after Confederate figures to begin with? When you ask that question, you can answer it truthfully, not with whitewashing history, but truthfully, then you're no longer compassionate about finding the answer to where does it end, because you realize it should have never been there in the first place. And I understand there are a lot of beloved figures. I'm very excited, by the way, to see the live stream of Hamilton, and I recognize Hamilton's role in terms of the Founding Fathers and the writing of the Constitution that did not declare me to be 100% human. But I will say this. There is a difference between, in 2020, fighting to continue to honor these despicable figures versus recognizing perhaps we should have honored them in the way that we're honoring them in the first place. Don't erase the history, but why is the history being celebrated with monuments and statues and buildings being named after them?
Okay, look, is he not lumping in Alexander Hamilton with the other despicable figures? And that is wildly irresponsible. One of the things that isn't highlighted particularly in the show, but it's certainly part of the show, is that Hamilton was always opposed to slavery. And he was one of the original organizers of the Manumission Society in New York City, which was created in order to liberate people from bondage. And yes, there's a major character who is a real-life character named John Lorenz, someone who died at the very last days of the Revolution before they signed the Treaty of Paris, but after most of the fighting had ended. John Lorenz devoted his life. He had had this dream since he was a teenager of organizing a black battalion. Now, he was a white guy, privileged guy, son of a wealthy family. But he knew that slavery was a profound wrong. Is he a despicable figure? He's one of the characters in the Hamilton show, and he was actually, in real life, a friend of Hamilton's. We will be talking a little bit about what's historical, and based upon, I think, pretty careful analysis, what is merely theatrical in that show. The fact is that Hamilton understood that the cause of freedom, for which he risked his life on the battlefield and eventually lost his life dueling, which is a horrible and wasteful way to go, and is something that sort of haunted him throughout his life. But he cared for the role of freedom, because it does create prosperity, and recognized that freedom and prosperity were unequivocally linked. Is that when people have economic abilities to turn their lives around, when they actually have good news, in other words, in terms of the choices you make, then America can fulfill what its traditional role has been, which is the land of new life, the land of fresh starts. Whole parts of America, and it's worth remembering on the 4th of July, were created by people who were out of luck in places they were coming from. That was true to a great extent. The people actually came to Jamestown, the first settlement in 1607. It was true almost entirely for the former prisoners who came to Georgia and founded that particular colony. And right now, it's one of those reasons that when people talk about the market going up, or talk about economic growth, or talk about job figures, you're not just talking about money. This is not just about capitalism. It's not about monopoly game talking about fat cats. It's really talking about the ability to change your life, to start over, to build for the future. And this is cut number two, Jeremy. If we can go to cut number two, there's a guy on MSNBC, of all places, who takes a look at the job numbers that we just got today. This is a guy named Steve Rattner, who's an economic analyst. He's former head of President Obama's auto task force. He's also a Wall Street financier. Here's what he had to say about the job numbers today.
Sure, there's no other way to look at this but as good news, and we all, of course, want good news. Economists have had a particularly difficult time in forecasting any numbers, including jobless numbers, as we saw last month. They got a bit closer this month, but there were surprises to the upside. Getting the employment rate down to 11% is definitely better than any of us expected.
Okay, and that's a good thing. Now it's still 11%, and that's still a lot of tragedy. And a lot of pain out there. But the one thing that is going to have the greatest impact on this election is whether it's moving in the right direction. And I think that goes with all of America's crises. And it's one of the reasons that it is so important to get out there the information that when it comes to horrible incidents involving the police, this has been moving in the right direction for a long time. What has not been moving in the right direction for a long time is what happens when police are withdrawn or their funding is cut or they aren't allowed to do their job, which is not hassling people or oppressing people. Their job is keeping society safe and orderly. And the idea that right now, if you actually look at the figures, there are far less people, black and white, who die in encounters with the police. Somebody who just got an encounter with the police, and this is exciting a lot of people, particularly those who believe in conspiracy theories, is the former girlfriend, confidant, partner in crime of the late Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. She was the daughter of a very controversial, very corrupt, if I do say so, press lord, Robert Maxwell, in Britain, who died under mysterious circumstances. He may have just jumped off his boat to kill himself. But Ghislaine Maxwell is picked up by the FBI. She is described as a British socialite. And she is accused by a number of the people who accused Jeffrey Epstein of molesting them, of facilitating that and participating with him in exploiting young girls. And one of the stories here is in The Sun in Britain is that Ghislaine thought she would not be arrested. She was arrested today. She thought she would not be arrested because Ghislaine is so confident because she's still texting friends in different social circles while she's in hiding, said her friend Laura Goldman. She doesn't think that she did anything wrong, and she obviously has some serious dirt on someone to be so sure of herself in these circumstances. Who is that someone? Claims are it could be Bill Clinton, it could be Donald Trump, it could, who knows? Do you know it was only a year ago that Jeffrey Epstein was arrested? Remarkable, isn't it? It is remarkable, a remarkable success for John Bolton. We'll be talking to him coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.